The servant of God, Venezuelan mystic Maria Esperanza, said, "It will start here." Or did she? We're going to talk about whether the statement is actually true in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. So I've been seeing on Facebook, you've been seeing that on YouTube, different people saying that Maria Esperanza said that statement. It will start here, apparently referring to some of the things that are now happening in Venezuela. Now, I'm not a political or geopolitical commentator, but I want to get into the spiritual meaning of these words. Now, when I searched them throughout the internet, I couldn't find them anywhere. So as far as I've seen, those exact words, I have not been able to find. If you are someone that knows where they are coming from, please comment down below and come back, all of you, and check the comments to see, has anyone found the book or the prophecy where those words are? As far as I can tell, cannot find them. Now, however, there is a book called The Road to Heaven, an interview by Michael H. Brown with Maria Esperanza on Amazon. It costs $98. Who can afford a $98 book? And there are some pretty interesting things that get close to what she says. Now, understand, her native language is in Spanish. I also search in Spanish because my native language is actually Spanish. So I searched English and Spanish, couldn't find nothing. But listen to what she does have to say. She says this, "I feel the United States has to save the world. There is nothing else that can be done. All of America, the whole world, has to unite in a block to join with the United States to save the world. Because if we separate from them, a little war will come right away. War is waiting. It's waiting already to come upon us, especially in Venezuela. They want Venezuela to be like the hook or the lure for all of this to begin." So that's a possible place where the translation could have been, "It will start here." Now, this book was an interview that was written in 2003, so it's pretty recent. There are other things that are good for us to hear. Listen to what else she has to say, because this book is very difficult to access. "In 1972 or 1973, Our Lady appeared to me and said she would try to avoid clashes between the West and East because it would be something very grave, clashes between people and government in the USSR. And two personalities would arise and one would have good intentions. It would be a very difficult time and tough to have peace. The Virgin was waiting for the conversion of Russia, which would come after a difficult time among themselves." The next question that the author asks, "You're saying we're on the doorstep of a war. Is it soon? Is it 10 years away? Is it avoidable?" She says, "Really, I cannot say. It could be within 2 years. It could be 5 years, because there are things which must remain in silence, since I hope and trust in miracles, in the miracle of the love of a mother, in order to detain the awful conflagration that threatens us." And then he asks, "What is the terrible thing?" She responds, "That terrible thing is war. I can't say it. I can't. It would be imprudent of me to say it." The next question, "But you make it clear that we can mitigate it." She responds, "With the rosary, we can placate the thirst for revenge in men who want to destroy their brothers through their desire to have material riches. Our Lady begs us to pray 15 decades a day." Now, if you're not, happen to not be Catholic, the rosary consists of 5 decades. So that would mean 3 decades, or 3 rosaries, 5 decades. So 15 total decades. That would take you about an hour and a half. "The joyful, the sorrowful, and the glorious mysteries. The joyful bring the joy of the birth of her son to save the world. The sorrowful bring the message of his cross. And this is one of the most sublime acts of Jesus at that moment during his last breath, when he left Mary as a mother of all of us, as a mother of all humanity. The glorious are when he rose from the dead. All of us rise with him. That's what she wants. That's what she told me. The demon is represented in men who are anxious and full of greed and pride, and men who steal or kill for gold. And we know that there's plenty of men and women like that in the world. The Holy Rosary is the way." So she's giving us this clear answer of the rosary as a way to peace. We got that message also at Fatima. "We have to begin to do this so that we can overcome every negative force that comes near us. Now is a time of meditation, reflection, and especially of union, true union with her divine son." The next question, what of possible future illnesses? Some believe we face new viruses, new plagues. Note again that this was written in 2003. This is what she says. Before AIDS appeared, Our Lady told me, pray, 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 because an illness is going to be discovered and there won't be a cure at the beginning, but after they will find a way so that the virus will be contained and closed in a way that won't harm. It will be a terrible sickness and it will come through sex. That is because people are abusing passions, they have no control, and now Mary told me another sickness will come, that the person will only last for a month. How can you avoid this? Yesterday I met a married couple with AIDS. Already I have seen 8 cases, but 2 people have been healed. Perhaps she was referring to COVID, we don't know. She continues, there are rare sicknesses emerging that have not been seen before. Every day there is a new virus. Here in Caracas, there's a new virus that causes bronchial pneumonia. The heavenly hurricane will come to help the weak ones, a battalion led by Saint Michael the Archangel, who will defend you because he will announce the decisive time, and he will be open to listen to the drums, flutes, and bells, able to stand quickly to fight with the prayer of the Magnificat. The Magnificat is a prayer that the Blessed Mother prays. You could find that in scripture. Something is coming, the hour of terrible things during which confused humanity will not find refuge in the human earthly heart. So this is where it gets really interesting. The only refuge will be Mary. Now, refuge is a traditional title that Catholics have used for Our Lady. Our Lady, refuge of sinners, is what we call her. Misery will ruin the nations. Sickness will cause problems, and pain and crying will imprison the hearts, hurting them without mercy. What pain? There will not be a ray of light to help them. And that is why I plead to you, all Christian families, to get together in your home and pray. Pray a lot, asking for infinite mercy. So something that many of us don't do, praying as a family. We need to do this now. Next question. It gets interesting. It is, and it continues. You seem worried about the church splitting, a schism. Now think about what's going on right now. Unity is urgent, especially among our priests. We have to be more united than ever. The church is holy, immaculate, perfect, but the men in it can be imperfect sinners with weaknesses, yet no one can destroy it, but they're going to try to destroy it. Now, this has been said already many times, so apparently it's happening again. They're going to attack the church, attacking the priests to make them weak. That's why I ask you to pray for the priests. They are sacred. A priest is untouchable. They are the points of light in the world. What else are we told to do? Listen to this. Confess. Go to confession. That's a sacrament that Catholics offer, where we believe the priest and the person of Jesus forgives us our sins through the power that Jesus gave him and the apostles. I felt that Mary said this. Get prepared. I don't know what this is. What does this mean? She says. The impression that it gives me is that we all have to be like children. She's going to perform miracles for us and help us if we find comfort in her arms. But we have to pray the Holy Rosary, especially as she suggests, 3 rosaries, 15 decades, prayer, meditation, penance, Eucharist. This is what she has always asked. It's like she said to me, you thought that today you're going to rest, but you can't rest. You don't have a right to rest. You have a right to do good to your brothers and sisters, to serve others. You can't stop. You can't rest even one day. You can't lose even one day. To lose one day is like losing your whole life. It's a sacrifice of my son. You have to earn it each day of your life. Save souls for me each day. You must save all of them. Give them new life, new blood, all my children. Now, this actual interview was in October of 1989, although the book was published in 2003. So my friends, that's what I have for you. The book is called The Bridge to Heaven by Michael H. Brown. It's like $100 on Amazon. So if some of you know where that exact statement comes from, help us by giving us greater context. Otherwise, these are times to pray, to fast, to do penance, to get back to our Catholic faith, confession, Mass, and the Eucharist. All these things to pray for peace in the world. Now, another thing that many people say will be extremely helpful is a devotion in the Catholic faith, known as the devotion to the Holy Face of Jesus. I had an incredible interview with a very, very holy priest, Father Carney. You can check that out right here. And if you want to check out some of my best purgatory videos, because that's what this channel focuses a lot, you could check those out right here, or here, or somewhere else on the screen. Support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. God bless you. I'll see you in the next one.